Good morning, church. Good morning. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about enabling grace. Enabling grace. Who's ready for the word? Five people. Who's ready for the word? All right. 10. Very good. Numbers are going up. The text from today is from 2 Corinthians verse 6. It's up there. You can read together. Chapter 6. Sorry, Pastor. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you. In the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Somebody say amen. Amen. Holy Spirit, I pray this morning that you will confirm your word with your people, O Lord. I pray that you open their hearts to receive all that you have for them. Amen. Now behold. Behold. Behold, that means watch. See, observe that now is the accepted time. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The grace of God is available today. Amen. The goodness of God is available today. The favor of the Lord is available today. The breakthrough that you have been praying for, that you have been asking for, is available today. Amen. Amen. But before all that, Paul writes a very crucial point in the scripture. When you read, it says, Then we, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Now, pleading is almost begging. It's like, please, la, please, 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 please. It's how my 7-year-old Skylar every Monday morning before school, please, la, I don't want to go to school. Please, please, please. Pleading. Pleading. So Paul is pleading with you. Please don't receive this grace of God in vain. Now, the grace of God is unmerited favor. We know that. It's undeserved favor. It's the kindness of God that we didn't deserve. We didn't do nothing to earn it. Yes, this grace is a free gift. His grace in our life is the favor that I'm talking about, the goodness. His grace is there to pick us up when we have failed, when we have fallen short. It's His grace. So Paul is pleading, don't take this grace in vain. Don't take this grace for granted. It is a precious grace. It is powerful. It is enabling grace. In Joel 2:12, it says, now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your hearts and not your garments, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and he relents on doing harm. Amen. He's a wonderful God. He's a good God. Now, some people focus so much on the fasting, weeping, mourning. The Christian life is hard. We need to fast more. We need to pray more. We need to weep more. Yes, we need all that. And then some focus on the second part. He is gracious. He is good, full of kindness, great kindness. Everything is going to be okay. But the fact is, we need both. And grace allows us to have both. We need to repent, church. We need to change our ways. We need to fast. We need to turn back to God. But we also need to understand that He is so, so good. He is so, so kind. Not just kindness. The word says great kindness. Amen? The grace enables us to do both. Enabling grace. His kindness leads us to repentance. His kindness is not a free pass for us to live however we want to live. Live in sin, live in disobedience, stiff neck. No, His kindness leads us to repentance. It's not meant for us to be a passive believer, being a mediocre believer. This grace is to enable us to live kingdom lifestyles, walking in victory, more than conquerors. Amen. To be ambassadors of Christ, to represent Him in the world. It enables us, church, to do His work. It enables us to have life, not just life, abundant life. Abundant life, kingdom life. This is what Jesus said in John 10:10. I love the Amplified Version. It says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Amen. See what type of God He is, isn't it? You get the heart of God, isn't it? He is good. He is good. Now, grace enables us to experience this abundant life. His goodness, His peace, the satisfaction that only God can bring. Amen. Now, I always remind our volunteers when we have our pre-services and our youth that our work as believers is not on Sunday mornings. Okay, our volunteers, we call them VIP, the Volunteer Immersion Program. They are the ones who greet you. They are the ones who clean the church, make sure everything is ready. The toilets are clean. The social media people, the sound team, the Sister Visa on the lyrics, the musicians, the Sunday school teachers who teach and take care of your children while service is going on. All these are the VIPs. Yeah, they make coffee for you. All these people whom we love. It's hard work. Yeah, you can clap for them. Wonderful. It's hard work every Sunday morning, yeah? It's wonderful. But our actual work, I remind them, is not on Sunday mornings. Sunday morning is where we get to celebrate the living God. We get to come together and worship Him and enjoy His presence. Our works are out there in the world. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when we are facing difficult situations, when we are facing deadlines, when we are facing a demanding job, when we are facing disobedient, angry children, difficult, when we are facing your mother-in-laws, that's where you need grace. Right? Kidding, huh? My mother-in-law, very good. She helps me develop grace and patience every day. Joking. I can joke like that because we are close. You don't try with your mother-in-law. I don't know what will happen. But, all right? So we need grace all around us. Jesus says, let your light shine before men that they might see your good deeds. It's not go out there and be a preacher and talk. I want to see your good deeds. I want to see how you live your life. That's what attracts me. Our lives are open books. Our lives are the strongest message we can bring around everywhere we go. Not so much what we say, but how we carry ourselves. Are we the light? Are we out there representing the kingdom, representing Jesus? Amen? They see your good deeds and they praise your Father in heaven. We are meant to be light in a very dark world. Everybody is carrying some sort of burden, hurt, pain, struggle. We don't know. You know, we don't know. That's why Paul is pleading. Please, don't take this grace that you have, that you are enjoying, your family, all of you, in vain. Don't take it in vain. Amen. Now, one time the Pharisees tried to trap Jesus with a question. They said, teacher, what is the greatest commandment of the law, Moses? What is the greatest commandment? And Jesus replied, he said, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Jesus says, a second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. Yes, love the Lord, very good. But equally important is what? Love your neighbor as yourself. The people around us, the people that God brought within your circle of influence, the people that God has brought into your life, love your neighbor. We need to invite people to church. Hello? We need to invite people to our connect groups, to our cell groups. Am I speaking to somebody? Yes? When we share a scripture, share a verse, it's easy to share jokes, but it's hard to share a message, hard to share a verse, hard to share a scripture. But when we do that, we do not know the impact that it's doing for somebody's life. Amen? The enemy likes you to believe that it's not your job, lah. It's your cell leader's job. You are powerless. You have no power here. But that's not true, you know? Because when you think like that, you think, I myself struggling, how might be to be an encourager? I myself so difficult, so many problems, struggling. And then how am I going to talk to other people? But church, I'm here to remind you, you are powerful. You are powerful. No? Some of you still not catching it. Wait. The word says, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? That means He is living in you, no? All the anointing, all the grace, all the power of the living God, the Almighty God, the power of the Holy Spirit is in you. This is not something I say. This one, the Bible say what? He is living in you. I dwell with my people. He is within you. All the power that you need, it is there. Amen? When you suddenly have a thought of somebody, when you suddenly remember somebody, you pray for that person. Or you just send a text. Brother, I'm praying for you. How are you? That's all. Simple as that. Simple as that. You don't need to do a 3-point message, 4-point message. Reach out to somebody. Don't take the grace of God in vain. It's a purpose-driven grace. Share a verse with somebody you care about. somebody you love. Forward them a message that you enjoyed on Sunday. All our messages are on YouTube. They're on Spotify. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Share. Forward it to somebody. Sow a seed. You will never know what could happen. You never know what could happen. I had the pleasure of having lunch with Pastor Guna, our Tamil pastor, a few weeks back. And I asked him, how did you come to know Christ? How did you get saved? He said, I was working in a factory. I am a strong Hindu. I told everybody, I'm born a Hindu. I will die a Hindu. But one day, this guy passed me a tract. This guy's name is Mike. We call him Uncle Mike from our church. Passed him a tract. Tract is what we used to give out back in the day, where we would put a verse, a scripture or something, and invite somebody to church. Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. That kind of thing. So this tract, it says, it had Matthew 11 verse 28. It said, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's what the tract said. And he said, you know, Jonathan, when I read that, I have burdens. I got burdens. Came to church, and he accepted the Lord. 1 year later, he became a pastor, and then he has been leading our Tamil congregation ever since. Fantastic. Fantastic. I remember as a child, I remember him would attend English service, and he would take down my dad's message, and he would use that message and preach for Tamil section. That was his training. That was his development. But isn't that amazing that one guy handed him a tract, and he was a factory worker. These are two factory workers. I think he was in Toyota, Shalom. And that tract got him saved. And imagine one day when this Uncle Mike walks into heaven and God's going to tell him, Michael, look at the people that you have brought to the Lord. And Uncle Mike's going to be, no, I don't know any of them. I didn't do anything. He said, 30 over years ago, 40 over years ago, you handed a tract to a young Indian man named Mr. Guna. And that God touched that man and used him and led all these people. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? When what I'm trying to say is when we activate this grace, when we don't take the grace for granted, you will never know the lives you can touch. You never know the things that God can do. Just like it's a day of salvation. Amen. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Reach out to somebody because it is the day of salvation. It is now. It is now. And just like Pastor Guna, not only he has burdens, many people in our circle have burdens. They might not share with you, they might not open with you, but they have burdens. And Jesus says, come to me, all who have burdens, I will give you rest. He is a good God. He is a good God. The word says, now I will dwell with my people. Church, you are powerful. You are powerful. You believe it? Tap your neighbor and say, you are powerful. We like to tap around here. You are powerful. You are powerful. You are ambassadors of Christ. Representatives of Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's continue. In an acceptable time, I have heard you. In the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the payback time. Now is the time where the heavens are going to open. Amen. Amen. In Isaiah 61:7, I love this one. It says, because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be doubled and your joy go on forever. Amen. Because of your troubles, because of the contempt you suffered, God is going to give you back a double portion. My late grandmother, she passed away about 1 month from today, 1 month. Tonight, we're going to have a dinner in memory of her. Now, during she was 91 years old and she passed on. And during the funeral, a lot of stories came out about how she came from China. When she was a young girl, came to China and worked here in Malaysia and suffered and cannot speak the language. And she had to take care of my mom and the family. My grandfather was around, but he was an absentee dad. He was there, but he was not there. You know what I mean? So she took charge. She cared for them. She took care of the children. It was very, very hard times. They raised pigs. They took care of pigs. They stay in a kampong house. Basically, they were living in poverty. Poverty. And it was a very, very hard time. It's so hard that even one of the aunties suggested she could sell my mom. Why don't I take your mom and take your daughter and sell her? She's very pretty, this girl. You know what I'm saying? This thing is evil, no? take your daughter and tell her about my grandmother protected my mom. She was fierce. No such thing. It was tough times. But the word of the Lord is, because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be doubled and your joy goes on forever. Amen. Now my mom and her sisters, now they're all pastors' wives, all three pastors' wives, all three have become pastors. They're enjoying their life, living God's best for them. You can hardly catch my mom without a smile. Who can agree? Always smiling, always joyful. That is the grace that God has given us. Her Chinese name is Lai Fan, but her English name should be Lai Fan. Amen? Look at my dad. He's having fun. Man. Your life must show, Lapa. No, no. Okay, don't contradict the life fun. But even in ministry, when my parents started pioneering the church, it was hard. Shalom, hard. You know, very difficult. Young family, very limited resources, limited finances, under extreme pressure. Because this is Shalom. Yet they kept trusting the Lord, believing that this here Shalom is where God called them. Despite offers to go and preach somewhere else, go and pioneer somewhere else, why don't you go here, you go there? He had offers, but we refused to take the offers because he believed this is where God has planted them. And praise God for his faithfulness over their lives. Amen? Amen? Not just because they got such a handsome, talented, amazing son. I'm talking about Nita, but they have the best church, one of the best churches in the world. Come on, give yourself a hand. This church is amazing. That's why I can talk like that, can joke like that. You guys are wonderful. It's a great church. And who's ready for God to take us to the next level? As a church, is going to take us to the next level. Who is ready for a double portion? God knows how to pay you back. God knows how to pay you back. I believe this word is a confirmation, confirming what God has been speaking to us as a church. All the while, it's been on its way, on its way, on its way. It's coming, but now it is here. It is done. It's a whole new season that He has brought us into. It has already begun. Amen. It is a new season where prayers are being answered at a quicker pace. Quicker pace. And breakthroughs are happening all around us. It's not a coincidence. Some of you just walked into church recently. It's not a coincidence that some of you just got new business opportunities recently, new ideas, and suddenly your difficult child's attitude towards you begin to change. All the good things around you starting to happen, starting to open. It is not a coincidence. It is the Lord. It is the work of the Lord. Because now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Let's not take His grace for granted. Let's not take His grace in vain. Let's thank Him. Let's rejoice in Him. Let's take this good news to our friends. Can we do that? Our family, our loved ones, because He is good. But some of you might still be in the waiting zone. You're still waiting. You're still going through some very serious health issues, very serious financial issues or relationship issues. Yet, you are here. Yet, you're continuing to press on to seek the Lord. And He hears you. And the word for you is still, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Believe it and claim it. Believe it and claim it today. It's a very, very simple message this morning. Very simple message. But if you can believe it, and if you can claim it, then you can receive it. Amen? Because it's more of a prophetic word. That things are breaking now. Things are happening right now. Amen. I'm going to summarize it very quickly. Go through the whole thing again. Musicians can come up really. Don't take the grace of God in vain. We need to do something about this grace. Yeah? We talk about that. We talk about activate it in your life. Don't be a passive believer. It's time to reach out. It's time to love your neighbor. And grace enables us to be ambassadors of Christ. Invite somebody to church. We talk about repentance. We need to repent. Repent is not a one time you did forever. No, it's an ongoing thing because we need to ongoing walk with the Lord. And as we walk, we will fall. Repentance brings us back in right standing with the Lord. If there's no repentance, there's no double portion blessing. There's no favor. Yes, so it's an ongoing thing. Yes, so grace enables us to do both. Repentance and enjoy the blessing. And then, it's a season of answered prayers. Now is the double portion time.
Amen.
Now is the time. And we also talk about the Holy Spirit living inside you. God dwelling with His people. The Holy Spirit is inside you, which means you are powerful. Greater is He who is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you haven't received Christ as your personal Savior yet, today is the day of salvation. Today is a good day to do it. If you haven't welcomed the power of the Holy Spirit within you, today is a good day to welcome Him. If you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, today is a good day. We want to pray with you. We want to pray with you. You can stay back or you can come up. Pastor can come and pray for you as the worship team leads us in worship.